Station. Cutest funeral homes. Affordability with dignity since 1910.
Scare up your share of up to $175,000 during the Monster Bash free slot play and cash giveaway. Fridays in October from 6 to 10 p.m. at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show with Drs. Dan Gagliotti and Nick Barnes this Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
And get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort, which leaves no extra effort needed from Dan Strauss and Ian Geis, who are here with me in the studio.
No, you're not getting it.
No, we give. Wait, how much effort do we give?
Depends on the day. It's Friday.
Yeah,
so
today is Friday.
2.5% for a total of 5%.
We've had a long week, so yeah, not much today.
Yeah.
Not much.
So let's just jump right into our legal advice segment.
All right. Oh, wait, no, that's not new. That's
that was
Scott Sherman.
Yes. Yesterday with Scott. And I have to billboard, as we say in the radio industry, a couple of things that are coming up later on in the show. On the Harris Challenge today, we have yet another presidential candidate providing punishment music.
Oh,
and,
good.
And I got to move through these pretty quickly because they're dropping like flies.
Yes.
Although I looked today after Lincoln Chafee, the guy from Rhode Island who nobody knew who he was outside of Rhode Island, he dropped out, and Jim Webb dropped out earlier this week. These are guys, they had zero in the polls.
The only reason I heard of one of them after the debate was the one that said, who had the big snafu about the vote that he made, that he didn't know what he was voting for.
Yeah, that was Lincoln Chafee. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was, but his complaint was, I had just gotten to the Senate and my dad had died.
It was my first vote. I think it was about a vote that made, he's against making banks bigger, but he voted for.
Okay. Giving, whatever it was, it sounded like the worst
excuse ever.
Elementary,
yes,
school kids excuse. It was one step below, my dog died.
Or ate my homework.
Or ate my homework.
I just started.
So yeah, he's out. But I looked today to see how many candidates are left. Now, you know, I mean, we can all name the big ones, Trump on the Republican side and Hillary and Bernie on the Democratic side. And this is not a political show. We're not going to get into politics here. But how many candidates do you think are still officially running for president of the United States?
Well, I don't think a lot have dropped out on the Republican side. And I know they had like 15 because they had the 10 at the main debate and the 5 at the secondary debate.
Wow, you know more about this than I do.
Let's see. Are they down to 3 now on the Democratic side?
Yeah.
And out of the 3 of us in this room, he would probably be the least political person.
I don't watch it. I just follow news on the internet. I couldn't care less about it.
Like yesterday, the 11 hours of Benghazi with Hillary.
No,
I did not pay attention at all. I called a friend of mine yesterday afternoon. I said, what are you doing? He says, I'm watching the hearings. I said, why? Why? Why would you subject yourself to that? Why do you? So, yeah. I mean, again, we're not going to get into that.
No.
But there are 17 people still running for president. 17 people.
Is that total with both sides?
Yes, both Republicans and Democrats.
Wow.
So there's still 14 Republican.
Yeah, because there are 3 left on the.
Well, we still have a little over a year before.
Yes. And none of us are paying attention to what's really going on.
No, and it's hard to avoid headlines. That's the only way I know a little bit about this.
If it's not,
it's almost impossible.
If I don't see it on Twitter,
yes,
then it doesn't count. As
and
far as
I heard the headline today on our news coming in, the ABC news, that the Jeb Bush people are upset because their payroll's already been cut by 40%, I think, what they're getting because of his numbers keep. So eventually they may all be out of jobs because if he drops out, that's it.
Right.
No more jobs. So
just.
Oh, man, I saw a thing on Facebook today where.
This is where we get our information from.
Yeah. Yes, I guess it was Bernie Sanders.
It used to be in reliable sources like USA Today.
No. Bernie Sanders.
Well, you got to. If three people shared on Facebook, I think that's reliable sources. Yeah. You need verification by at least three shares.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he was talking about college and different things like that. And that's the only little snippet that they had. Was Bernie Sanders.
If it has not become an animated GIF on Facebook, people don't know anything about it.
I know.
Well, Doc Brown and Michael J. Fox were on Jimmy Kimmel, too, the other night. So he had a star-studded show.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So on the Harris Challenge today, we will have Punisher music from one of the still remaining, the challenge is for 2 hours. So I can't say that I can say that they're still in right now as of 3:19 p.m. When we get to 5:15 p.m., that person may be out. But we have another presidential candidate providing Punisher music for the challenge today. And also, while I'm billboarding things for later on in the show, when we get to knuckleheads in the news, I'm just going to warn you right now. This is going to be the most disgusting knuckleheads in the news story I have ever done.
Beautiful.
And I've been doing knuckleheads for over a quarter of a century. So I'm also going to warn you, you may not want to have your kids listening because it's disgusting in a way that...
Beautiful.
Just a little heads up.
Yes. That's more of our Monday through Thursday shtick.
I know.
You usually stay away from that stuff.
May be the first R-rated knuckleheads in the news.
Hey, I have a suggestion for Rand Paul.
Oh, okay.
That his running mate should be RuPaul.
Rand Paul and RuPaul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
because I think a lot of Rand Paul followers are into transgender men.
Yes, that is the demo.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. I want to talk about something that was in the paper today about an issue here in St. Louis that continues to drive me crazy, and that is the Rams Stadium proposal. Which
what is that? I haven't heard of that.
Well, we still don't know what the full details are, but here are the facts as I know them. Stan Kroenke has not said, "Yeah, I'm keeping the Rams in St. Louis if you build me a stadium."
No.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
He has not.
So we're going to build a stadium and hope that Santa Claus comes up and says, oh, you know what? That's a nice facility.
Well, there are supposed to be rules in place, though, in the NFL, where if the city, follows a certain amount of guidelines, the owner can't just up and leave. But I think I read somewhere online today that only one owner in the last, however many relocations has actually followed those guidelines.
Here's something that was the Post sports columnist Ben Fredrickson wrote today, that they have a section in the rules in the NFL about things that have to happen before relocation is considered, before the Rams would be allowed by the league to go to Los Angeles. And he quotes them, because league policy favors stable team-community relations, clubs are obligated to work diligently and in good faith to obtain and maintain suitable stadium facilities in their home territories and to operate in a manner that maximizes fan support in their current home community. Would you say that Stan Kroenke has worked to maximize fan support?
No.
By telling us, I want to go to L.A.?
No, not at all. He's alienated the city.
He's never really even come out and said that he wants to go to L.A. He hasn't said anything.
No, he has said he wants to move the Rams to L.A. and because he wants to build a stadium for him there.
He said he wants to build a stadium, but he still, I don't think, has ever said he wants the team to move there. I know.
Well, come on, we can make that leap,
we can make that leap, but that's what I'm saying. He hasn't said anything.
Well, he hasn't said, hey, I want to build a new stadium in L.A. for the Raiders.
No.
Of course he wants to do it for his team. But he hasn't come forth and said to us, the people who would have to underwrite a portion of that new stadium, you know what? I'm definitely going to keep the team here.
No, he hasn't stepped up to any type of microphone and said anything to anybody. He says things behind closed doors to the other owners, to the NFL officials, to all these other people, but he hasn't said anything to anybody.
Now, as part of that obligation that the Rams have to the NFL, in order that, you know, they got to check all those boxes there to maintain stable team community relations, they're going to be having a public forum at the Peabody Opera House this Tuesday night. Now, the Peabody Opera House, I was just there last weekend to see Kathleen Madigan. By the way, put on a fantastic show, one of her funniest shows, and I've seen her there multiple times. This was one of her funniest nights. Peabody Opera House holds more than 3,000 people. The NFL has capped Rams fan attendance at the public hearing at 1,500. Why?
I don't know.
Why don't you just let everybody in there? And the reason they're doing it is because they're just basically putting up this facade of, see, we did let the public have input into this. We had a public hearing.
They're like Scientology, the NFL.
What do you mean?
It's like a cult. They control everything.
So they have their own rules and they just make it up as they go along.
Yeah, pretty much.
So here's the other part. David Hunt of The Post wrote this piece today, and this is what really got me going today, about how Slay's office has now committed to paying $150 million of the $1 billion it's going to cost to build the stadium. And let me just pause for a second to say, I also haven't heard Stan Kroenke come forward and say, you know what, this new stadium, I love St. Louis so much and I want to keep the Rams here so much, that's on me. I'm a multi-billionaire. I'm gonna pull a Jerry Jones. In fact, I'm going to make it my mission to out Jerry Jones, Jerry Jones. You think people like the Cowboys Stadium in Dallas? Wait until you see this fantastic facility I'm going to build for our team.
Because I'm from Missouri, and I love St. Louis, and I love this state.
Right.
Hmm.
I haven't heard anything like that out of him.
No.
So David Hunt reports that the city is going to put in $150 million, that we're committed. The city's committed to doing that. But then it says the annual $6 million that the city will put up will cover about $70 million of the city's commitment. Now, where's that $6 million come from? Okay. You may not know this, but you and I, the taxpayers in the St. Louis region, we're still paying for the Edward Jones Dome, which was built 20 years ago? A little over 20 years ago?
95, I think. Okay. Or was it 94?
Well, yeah, they were in Bush Stadium the first year, so
yeah,
I guess
they came
96.
Here in 95. Yeah, 96.
Okay.
Yeah.
Almost 20 years.
So this is the 20th year. And it was a 30-year deal that the city would pay $6 million a year for the upkeep of the Edward Jones Dome. It wasn't called that then. It was the TWA Dome.
Right.
So they're putting $6 million into that. Now we're told the $6 million is going to go to the new stadium. Well, then what pays for the dome? Which, by the way, we're told by experts from the city that the dome will actually make more money now from convention revenue that it can't make when the Rams are in town. And let's just pause for that for just a second. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. The Rams play at the dome 2 preseason games and 8 regular season games.
Yeah.
We haven't had a postseason game in over a decade, so that's 10 days a year.
But they're politicians.
So even if you take the week before that for every game to prep it, I don't think you need a full week to prep the dome for a Rams game. You can roll that turf out in probably 3 or 4 days. But let's give them a full week. That makes 70 days of the year. That leaves 295 other days of the year when there can be conventions there. Where are those conventions?
Yeah, I don't know. I
haven't seen those.
Nope.
So what makes them think that we're going to start getting them once the Rams aren't here? But we're still paying for the dome, and we're going to be paying for the new stadium as well. And then we know that there's the naming rights deal that the dome authority or stadium authority or whatever it's called, they made with National Car Rental, which is a division of Enterprise. You know, the Taylor family has got that company right here in our town. That's good. It's a local company. National is part of Enterprise. Okay. It's going to be National Car Rental Field. Not in love with the name, but okay, fine. And National Car Rental is going to pay $158 million, something like $7 or $8 million a year for 20 years to have their name on the new field. And that's good advertising for them because, you know, every time They're on TV. It's going to be called that, et cetera. I don't know that we're going to call it that, but they will. So it says that the Stadium Authority is going to take that $158 million, and that will create $75 million in cash. Well, $158, how does that become $75 million? That $75 million will cover the rest of the city's share of the construction costs. Now, again, I'm no math expert, and I'm not a policy expert, and we don't have this broken down because Dave Peacock and his commission haven't given us the information. I think they're giving it to the NFL, but they're not giving it to us. So how can we possibly know what's going on here? But when you have something bringing in $158 million, why does it only create $75 million in cash? What happened to the other $83 million? Here's what I think is the answer. I think Stan gets it.
Oh, he probably does.
I think the team gets that. So then David Hahn in his piece today also quotes Eric Grubman, who's the NFL vice president, who keeps coming in and talking about this. And he says, well, generally, the NFL considers naming rights and even game day taxes, which I'll get to in a second, revenue that belongs to the team owners, not the public. In other words, the NFL doesn't consider any of that naming rights revenue to belong to the city that will be contributing the money to help build the stadium. So we get none of that if the NFL has its way. And the game day taxes, those are taxes on the tickets you buy, the hot dogs, the beer, the soda, the parking, all that sort of stuff. The NFL's attitude is, no, that's ours. What made you think that that was yours? That's crazy talk that you would think that you could, that you, the taxpayers of your own city, would get to reap the benefits of having a team here because you'd get tax revenue from all that stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're always told, well, you know, you have an NFL team in your town. That generates revenue for your town. No, it generates revenue for the billionaire owner and his multi-billionaire league. So I still don't understand how any St. Louisans can be in favor of this deal. Again, we don't know the details of the deal, which is why it's so frustrating. But every time I do hear details of it, I go, well, how can they expect us to be in favor of this?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, St. Louis County has gotten out of it. St. Louis County is not going to give any money to the Dome. So that means that the city is taking on the burden. But it doesn't mean that those of us who live in the county don't pay for it, because the state is kicking in money. And we all pay state taxes. So it's not like none of our money's going there. Yeah, some of our money is. So it's just a long list of all of us are putting money in and all of us are getting nothing out of it. Unless you want to continue to have a football team that sucks. That's, you know, we don't have the New England Patriots here. We don't. This is not Green Bay, Wisconsin, with a great history of NFL winning football. We had the Cardinals here for X number of years. They were not a championship team. And we've had the Cardinals here, I mean the Rams here, for 20 years, who've given us four exciting years out of all of that.
Yeah.
And every year we get told, oh, this is the Rams' year.
This is going to be the best.
This is going to be the year.
Oh, this year much better than last year. The offensive line is better. We've got a new quarterback and wah, wah.
And year in and year out, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have our own little public forum here today. You don't have to wait till Tuesday night and get tickets to go to the Peabody, which you can't get anymore because they're sold out. All you need is a phone. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And we'll get to your calls when we come back in a moment here on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to look at traffic. And here he is, Tim Weiland.
Is this the McGraw Show?
No. Oh. No, it is not.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
It is.
It sounded
not
like McGraw going off.
No. Here's how you know it's on the McGraw Show. We're coming to you on time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, no, I just like to talk.
Look at that. I bragged about being on time.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's
no,
the funniest thing we'll say today.
I like you've got the same opinion as McGraw on the football stadium, but I think it's fun.
Oh, it's totally ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. All right. What do we have going on here? It doesn't look like we have any accidents or any incidents like that happening, but boy, heavy traffic is getting going now. We're starting to slow down a little bit west of the Science Center on westbound 40 out through McCausland. We're slow again, from Lindbergh out through 270. Westbound 40 also slowing from Highway N out through Wentzville. We're looking at northbound 55, that right lane just heavy at Park. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 15% off, spend $100 or more, and take an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Coming to a radio near you, Mr. Carney goes to Washington.
Excuse me, are we near the Statue of Liberty?
John Carney will broadcast his Monday and Tuesday show from Washington, D.C.
So I'll probably bust into the Senate while I'm there and filibuster. Maybe go up and read some transcripts from Frank Opinion Show.
Mr. Carney goes to Washington.
So if I go in the Oval Office, can I sit in the chair and spin around?
Starring John Carney.
Come on.
Beginning at 1, Monday and Tuesday, live from Washington, D.C. on KTRS.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-655-2543.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-655-2543. That's 1-800-655-2543. 1-800-655-2543.
In 1985, SelectQuote came up with a crazy idea. Comparison shop multiple life insurance companies for a customer's best price. No face-to-face meetings, no bias, just great rates from great companies. 30 years later, that idea doesn't seem so crazy. I'm Trudy Lum, a SelectQuote agent. Today, I found Tim, a healthy 35-year-old dad, a 10-year, $500,000 life insurance policy. His price? Under $19 a month. Since 1985, we've saved over a million families millions of dollars on life insurance. See how much you can save today.
Get your free quote now. Visit SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-900-1529. That's 1-800-900-1529. 1-800-900-1529. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Earning your degree from Arizona State University is a great way to plan for your future, redefine your career, and get noticed by employers. How do we know? The Wall Street Journal recognized ASU for producing some of the best qualified graduates, making it an employer favorite across the country. In fact, almost 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Arizona State University offers more than 100 of our world-class degrees completely online. You receive the exact same curriculum, earn the same degree, and interact with the same prestigious faculty as our on-campus students, from wherever you want, whenever you want. For information, call 1-800-400-6017. Join ASU online and discover for yourself why U.S. News & World Report named ASU number one in the nation for innovation, ahead of both MIT and Stanford. Learn to thrive, discover your potential, and earn a degree that employers notice at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU degrees online, call 1-800-400-6017. That's 1-800-400-6017.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
"Let's build a fire."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that.
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood. But unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get get it.
Sure.
While out at the woodpile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile.
Ah!
You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew!
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Don't miss Kohl's three-day sale this Friday through Sunday. Buy more, save more. Take an extra 15% off. Spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then, use it on top of already great savings. Like 40 to 50% off young men's and boys' Star Wars apparel. And 10 to 40% off all NFL team apparel and home. This weekend, at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me in the studio. Colin will join us in about a half hour and talk about movies, including Steve Jobs and the new Bill Murray movie, Rock the Casbah, and a bunch of others that are opening up this weekend. But before the break, I was ranting about the latest small amount of detail that we've gotten about the financing of the new football stadium that may or may not end up being built at a cost of $1 billion. Just want you to picture in your head a one and nine zeros after it. $1 billion to build a new stadium. Will this city ever get $1 billion worth of value out of that?
No. I don't think so.
I mean, I don't know how that works out because they say all the tax revenue we get from the players that play here.
Yeah.
I don't know what that equals up to every year. So you lose that if you lose a team. You get the visiting teams have to pay a tax while they're here.
Oh, that's right. You got to pay that 1% city earnings tax. Yes.
And then the Rams players have to pay
income tax.
Yeah.
Well, wait a second. They don't. Their offices are in Earth City. Aren't they? Are the Rams?
They play downtown. I don't know how that works. See, like I said, I don't know all the details.
Well, when I used to work downtown, I didn't live downtown. I lived in the suburbs, like I do now, and I had to pay the 1% earnings tax, but I didn't have to pay anything above that. So we're talking about 1% of the Rams players' payroll. That's not going to be $1 billion.
But if the players live here,
they don't live in the city.
No, but like you said, the state is paying for it, and I don't think
when Nick Foles came here from Philadelphia, the first thing he said was, get me a loft on Washington Avenue. I didn't see that happening. Maybe. I just don't.
I've never seen anybody break that down, what we would lose by losing an NFL team tax-wise.
I know there have been multiple studies that have been done about the impact of building new arenas and stadiums for professional teams when the public does it rather than the owner doing it, and the return is never equal to the investment. Never. It's been called one of the worst investments you can make with public dollars. So I'm just completely opposed to taking the money that you and I have to put in for taxes and flushing it down the toilet.
But then you have, too, all the money that is spent at the downtown businesses for every Rams game. You lose that.
I know. That's what I'm talking about. The economic impact, you don't get the return. That's what all of these studies have shown, which is why, finally, a lot of other places have said, stop blackmailing us, billionaire owners of sports teams. If it's such a great, if it's so good for business, you pay for it. Steve, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello.
Yeah, well, first of all, I am a huge AM and a PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. By the way, good return on your investment right there.
There you go. I think this whole conversation is evident that number one, we don't know, and no one has ever listed all of these, the pros and cons. Yeah. I mean, if you were doing a business plan and you wanted to borrow money, the bank would say, okay, what's your business plan? The owners have no responsibility, and they reap all of the benefits from anything that goes on down there.
Yep.
It's pretty evident from your conversation that nobody has told us the whole story, and it is blackmail. Like, here, we want to build this. It's good for you. And who the hell thought we needed an open-air stadium? What convention is going to go in and use that open-air stadium? Because the last one we had didn't get used either. Now we've got a closed stadium. Now we don't know if that's good enough for them.
Yep. Well, I don't think they're talking about conventions going into the football stadium.
No.
They're talking about conventions going into the dome because the Rams won't be in there.
But in the new stadium, the open-air one, you get big events like the Super Bowl because it would be, you know, the top.
Wait a second. We had a brand-new dome 20 years ago.
Right.
At no time in those 20 years has the NFL ever said, you know what, let's do the Super Bowl in St. Louis.
Well, oh, I don't think.
Part of the equation is how much the stadium that we're using right now, how come there's not a convention there this week? There's nothing going on there, is there?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, is there anything going on there the last 4 weeks?
You know what? I don't know what the dome stadium
schedule
is. Has there
been a motocross or a monster truck show there?
But the argument,
we don't want to lose that.
But the argument that they make is, well, if the Rams aren't there, we could put a lot more in there.
Yeah, I agree with Paul. This is a big placing of many people, and we don't know how many people they're fleecing, much less how many people are going to benefit. Great call, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Technically, you're the one that made the call. But, okay, Mark, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
Good, thanks.
Hey, there's one point I'd like to make. I was reading the Post-Dispatch off my mobile phone the other day that Stan Kroenke did make a proposal to the owners that he wanted to move the Rams to L.A.
Yeah.
So he has made that
statement. Is that in writing that he's done that? So,
no, from what I gathered when I read it, it was that he formally proposed in writing to the NFL, to the owners, that he wanted to move the Rams. And I had to read it twice because I didn't believe it because you're not hearing about it in the media.
Right.
I think that's a big, huge deal.
That is a huge deal, but it goes back to what I said from the beginning, which is you can't have the owner talking about how we have good relations with our community when you actually said to your community, screw you, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of his, even if they stay. And especially him being a Missourian. I mean,
oh, I can't stand
Kroenke. Yeah, I'd like to say something else about him, but we're on the air. But
yeah, I know.
Another big thing that I think we're kind of missing the point on is the fact that you got the Arch Grounds going on, and then also there's a possibility that the Nat Geo agency might relocate up to the North City.
Yep.
Well, if you have a stadium and all that ties in a perfect world, this could happen maybe. If that all ties in, you're going to have a huge boom when you have this just depleted area, and you're going to have other businesses come in, and it's going to be a huge trickle-down effect. I think everybody's just concentrating on the stadium. There's a lot of things that are going to be built around that stadium, unlike the dome years ago.
Right.
The planning, you know, and I totally understand that there's a lot of things going on that we don't know about yet, which kind of aggravates me, but I'm just kind of looking at that in that aspect, too, as well.
Well, it also comes down to a matter of how many times are we going to be fooled? And I'm thinking about having us all get together and talk about this at that beautiful shopping mall, the St. Louis Center.
Oh, yeah.
Remember how building that right near the mall, right near the dome, mm-hmm. that was going to bring in shoppers from all of the suburban areas. Everybody was going to go shop downtown. Why would you do that when you have malls in suburbia? And that's what all of us said. I'm not going downtown to go shopping. And St. Louis Center, you know, went belly up pretty much. It was they could have turned it into a plywood store for all of the boarded up stores that were in there.
That's true. But we got to do something.
Well, yeah. We got to do something that works.
Sure.
And we have to stop falling for the same line. You know, the same thing, by the way, goes for Ballpark Village. Remember that when DeWitt and his crew were talking about, we're going to build the new stadium and we're going to build this beautiful Ballpark Village, and that's going to help bring people downtown and it's going to help all of the businesses downtown. Nope, that's not what happened. It hurt the businesses downtown because instead of going to a bar two blocks away, now you go to the bar right next to the ballpark in Ballpark Village. And by the way, who gets the money from that? Oh, the billionaire owner of the team. So if you were at a downtown restaurant or bar, you looked at that and went, well, they said it would help me, and now I can't afford to pay the rent.
Yeah. There's actually two more phases left, but they barely got phase one done.
And how long ago was the stadium built? Is it 10 years yet?
Yeah, 2006.
Yeah, 06 it opened.
Yeah. So.
Big boon. Big boon. All right, Mark, I'm glad you called.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. By the way, I just have to check, do I still work here? Do they still own half of the station?
Yeah, you know what? I think they do. I don't know what the heck.
Okay, I take back everything I just said.
I think we have to pay for parking, so I would say yes.
Bill DeWitt, one of the finest humans on the planet. That's what I meant to say. Mm-hmm. I may have slipped up in what I was saying on the air. And by the way, about Los Angeles, Colin came in a little while ago and had a great point about this. Los Angeles is not dying to have an NFL team. And they're certainly not dying to have the Rams. A couple of weeks ago, there was a Rams game on in Los Angeles, got the lowest ratings of any NFL game in 10 years. Boy, they love the Rams in L.A., don't they?
I think it's great.
And he also pointed out that if you're a Los Angeles NFL fan right now, you have the best of all worlds. Because on Sunday afternoon, without a home team that you have to watch, the lousy Rams, you get three pretty good games on TV. You can have those TV stations out there, the CBS and I guess Fox affiliates, they can put on the best games of the week because it's Los Angeles and they get the picking of the best stuff. So, you know, if the Packers and the Patriots are playing 1 week, they could put that on. Oh, no, that's going to be preempted this week so we can show you the Rams game. How'd you like that if you were an NFL fan who didn't have NFL ticket on DirecTV? Is that what it's called? NFL Sunday ticket.
Sunday ticket, yeah.
Yeah. There's just no... I've never seen anything that said Los Angelinos are dying to have an NFL team there, and the NFL team they want is the Rams, or, by the way, the Raiders or the Chargers. You never hear of really good football teams deciding we're going to pick up and go someplace else.
No.
Yeah.
There's no chance that the Patriots, the Packers, the, you know...
Los Angeles Packers.
The Broncos, even the Cincinnati Bengals, who are still undefeated. They're not moving to L.A. No, it's the bad teams that pick up and move. And you expect the people of that town to go, ooh, thank you for giving us the dregs of your league. Woohoo! We appreciate it, NFL, so much. Roger, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Hey, a couple points. They have to be going through this process to... have the stadium built or have the Rams stay here, because a couple years ago it's set up in the contract that they have to go through the arbitration, they have to give 90 days or 120 days notice that they're going to build this, they're going to do, there's certain things in the contract that they have to go through. Is the stadium up to 25% of the value of the rest of the stadiums in the NFL? They say no, so then they have to make it a top-tier stadium.
Yep.
And with that being said, is they had to go back and forth, and it was well documented that they have to have it submitted by, you know, a certain date, and then Kroenke has it's time to come back to give his plan, and then the Rams and St. Louis had it's time to come back. It's all a process going through, so they have to come up with this plan. Now, if Kroenke decides to leave, and the NFL decides to let them leave, that's on them. But we can say as St. Louis that we did what we needed to do, and we have a task force doing that. And if they decide to leave, that's on them. At least we can say as St. Louis that we tried to keep them here, and NFL failed us. So that's one thing on that note, that they need to be going through this.
Yeah.
And then,
But I think for them it's a matter of going through the motions. I mean, for the Rams, not Dave Peacock and Bob Blitz, but and their task force. I mean, the Rams are going through the motions here of doing all of the things that they're supposed to do before they go to the NFL. See, they still don't love us. We're going to leave.
But if we have the stadium in play and we have the financing in play, which it's still in the works, it's a very complicated process. But they have until December or January to get everything in line. Once they get that done, and Poplick and Peacock, they're very smart people. They're going to have it done by then. They're going to have it done. They're going to have it set.
Yeah, but why don't we get a say in this? This is the part that upsets me the most, because, again, we're talking about your tax dollars and mine. And, you know, in 2002, the residents of this area voted that no funding could go to a sports stadium without the public saying okay. That was after all the public money went into the new Bush Stadium, and there was a vote. And unfortunately, earlier this year, a judge said, "Well, no, that vote wasn't valid, or it doesn't apply, or whatever it was." But that really bugs me that we don't get a say in whether or not we're going to put our money into the stadium to benefit a billionaire.
Right, I agree with that. Well, in the convention, if the football team is not playing in that convention, these conventions are booked 2, 3, 4 years in advance. And to answer your question about that, why they say it's going to be more beneficial is it will be more beneficial because if a football team's in there, basically it's blocked out from August, September, all the way through the end of January because of playoffs and the game. They blocked all that out, and they can't necessarily get in there because they have a football game on a weekend, and they have to set these up for conventions, and it takes sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5 days to get these things set up, and they can't promise these conventioneers that date's going to be available because they don't know when that football schedule is going to be committed.
So you mean because the NFL doesn't give you the schedule for the fall until the spring, and these conventions are booked 2 or 3 years ahead of time?
Exactly. That's the biggest thing. That's why they are convinced, and they know that there's conventions that want to come into town, but they cannot commit during those time frames because the NFL does not commit until a year before. That's the biggest reason why. They know that they can't have conventions in there, and they can't have different events in there.
I will accept that. That's a very, very good answer, Roger. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Have a great day.
I appreciate it. You too.
Hey, and one last thing on taxes. If you work in the city of St. Louis, you have to pay city taxes.
Yes.
Even though that they have a training facility out in Earth City.
They pay the 1% earnings tax.
You have to pay that when you play in and work in the city of St. Louis.
Oh, I
know. All players have to pay it, the football players, the hockey players, if you work there. Now, you don't have to live there. If you live in the city, you have to pay taxes. But if you don't live in the city, you have to pay that city tax. And I just found out that the tax on ball players and the higher-ups is a little bit different than the 1%. There's a breakdown. I don't know what it actually is, but I just heard this a couple of days ago, that there is a little breakdown according to how much they had to pay. But they do pay a city earnings tax whenever they play.
Well, I'm sure that they would be thrilled to find out that that portion of the salary that is supposed to go to the city ends up going to the billionaire owner of the team instead.
Right, that's not right. That's wrong in that aspect. I agree with you on that, Paul. It should go to the city.
All right, Roger, I'm glad you called.
Have a great day.
Again, if all the tax revenue were going to build all the things and help keep all the things going that we need to keep going, that's one thing. But the city's broke. The state is broke. We got financial problems all over the place.
Crumbling bridges.
Yeah, the infrastructure is a huge problem.
Not enough police downtown.
Right.
I mean, that's another issue. You've got conventions that don't want to come in because of national attention that St. Louis has got.
Highest murder rate in the country.
Yeah.
How about doing something about that instead of building a stadium?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. One other thing I got to mention about the NFL. Did you know that there's going to be a game on the internet on Sunday morning?
No.
Yahoo is carrying, is a game you're not going to care about. The Buffalo Bills and the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing in London Sunday morning our time, 8:30 St. Louis time. It's going to be on the CBS TV stations in Buffalo and Jacksonville, which makes up like 1% of the country. And for the rest of us, we can watch it on Yahoo. Who's going to watch an NFL game on Yahoo?
Why does the NFL insist on playing games over in London? This is twice.
Well, they're trying to get
twice
saturate
so far
that market.
Jacksonville made a deal to go there for 10 years. One game a year for 10 years.
That's crazy.
Maybe down the line an expansion team there.
How can you do that, though, with the time change? I mean, the time change is crazy.
How can you put a team there and expect them to commute back and forth to the United States for
There's
all the other
talk.
Teams that are
know,
here?
And then what do you do with taxes? When you play over there.
Yeah.
You have to play
international tax.
Yeah. Man. whole thing makes your head spin.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be jet lag and all that. I mean, are they going to play 8 home games there and then come back to the U.S. and play 8 home games here?
Yeah.
Or go back and forth? How are you going to convince a 23-year-old who's just gotten out of college, oh, by the way, now you have to get an apartment in London?
Yeah. That's crazy.
London? I don't even speak the language. All right, son. You really didn't pay attention in class this year.
Real quick, someone called and said that Kroenke is building wants to build the stadium in L.A. because for $1 billion, but Farmers Insurance apparently has already offered naming rights for $700
million. $700 million?
That's what he said. That's what this caller said.
That sounds really high, considering we're getting $158 million, although it's St. Louis and that's L.A.
Yeah.
Maybe the numbers are that much larger. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Colin will come in and we'll do some news and then get to the movies of the week. And later on, the Harris Challenge and the most disgusting knucklehead story you've ever heard. Mm. All ahead here on the Big 550.
Meet me.
And here's a guy that could build a stadium anywhere in the world. It's Tim Weiland.
Okay, I'll leave it with that. Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a crash on westbound 40 at Prospect that saw in the left shoulder. It was blocking the left lane. That's why you've got that stop-and-go traffic from Highway N out through Prospect. Then we're looking at eastbound 270 slowing now east of McDonald through about 170. Southbound 270, some slow pockets from Olive down through Doherty Ferry, and then it looks pretty good as you make your way towards Highway 55. And westbound 44, slow down between Jamison and Murdoch. And this report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland for the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK's right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-700-3082. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-700-3082. 1-800-700-3082.
Looking to try a new local restaurant? Search Kuna Food's new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Buffalo Wild Wings just...